Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third topic of Parshas Maaseh, the Gvulois, the borders of Arzeinu HaKadosha, Eretz Yisrael. Perek Lamedalid, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor, tzav et b'nei Yisrael, v'amarto aleihem, ki atem bo'im el ha'oretz kenoan zois ha'oretz. אשר תיפוי ללוחם בנחלו ארץ כנען לגבולוי סהו. Says Hashem to Moshe, command Bnei Israel and tell them, when you come to Eretz Canaan, this is the land that will fall to you as an inheritance. Rashi will tell us two pshotim, one pshat, one drash, why the Torah uses the word tipoil, that the land falls to you. Eretz Canaan לגבולוי סהו, these are the borders of Eretz Canaan. Says Rashi, זוי סהורת אשר תיפוי לוחם. Rashi wants to know, what is the nafkemina? Why does the Torah have to tell us the gvulo is the borders of Eretz Yisrael? There are many mitzvot that are only applicable in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. All the mitzvot are tluyos ba'aretz. For instance, trumos, umaisrois, and others. Therefore, hu tzrach lichtoy mitzronei gvulei ruchei se'o soviv. That's where the Torah had to write the borders all around Eretz Yisrael. Lo malacha to tell you, min hagvulim alolu v'lifnim hamitzvos neagos. From these borders and inwards, that's where these mitzvahs are applicable. The Ramban, above in Posuk Nun Gimel, told us, v'yirashtem es ha'oretz v'yishavtem bo. He learned that it's a mitzvah saseh to throw the goyim out of Eretz Yisrael, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and to settle it. According to the Ramban, L'chayra the Teretz is Pashut. Why the Torah has to tell you the borders? We have to know exactly what land are we mitzuvah to conquer and settle. Rashi l'shitasoi. Above, he did not learn that it's a mitzvah's essay. He learned that it's factual. If you'll throw out the inhabitants of the country, then you'll be able to settle there. Rashi l'shitasoi has to come up with an afkemina why the Torah is telling us the gvulois. Tipoil lochem. Why is the Torah using this lotion that the land will fall to you? Envat Rashi al Shem Shenechleko beGoyro. Eretz Yisrael was divided with a lottery. Nikreis Chiluka lotion Nefila. When we talk about a lottery, the lotion Nefila is used, as it says the pasuk in Megillas Esther regarding Haman Arosho. Hipil Pur. Pur is a lottery, and he uses the lotion of Hipil. Why is it that by a lottery we use the lotion of Hipil? I don't know. Umedresh Hagodoimer, why is it the lashon of tipoil? Al shem shehipil HaKadosh Baruch Hu soreihem shel shiva umos min hashamayim v'kofton lifnei Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocked down the sorim, the malachim, who are in charge of the seven umos of Eretz Canaan. He knocked them down from Shamayim and he tied them down in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Omaloi says Hashem to Moshe, Re'ei, ein bo emoid koyach. Once I knock down the sorim shel malo, they have no more koyach, and therefore it will be easy for Yeshua and Bnei Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Gimel, ve'hoyo lochem, pe'as negev, mimid bar tzin, al yedei edoim, ve'hoyo lochem, gevul negev, mikce yom ha'melach, keidmo. The Posuk starts off with the southern border, and we're starting from the eastern side of that southern border. The southern border starts from Midbar Tzin, which is next to Edoim. Where exactly does it start from? The southern border starts from the southern tip of Yam HaMelach, which is on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'yolochem pas negev ruach doimis. The southern border, Ashal min ha-mizroch la-mayrov. We're going to describe it from the east to the west. Mimid bar tzin, asher eitzel Edoim, next to the land of Edoim. Maschil miktsoya droimis mizrochi shel eretz tisha samatois. We're starting from the southern eastern border, southern eastern corner of the land of the nine shvatim. We're not counting now, we're not discussing the borders of the Edrayaldein shvatim, just of the tisha samatois. Keitzad. Rashi is going to give us an overview of what the southern border of Eretz Yisrael looked like to understand the gvulos. Keitzad shalosh arotzos yoshvos bidroimo shel Eretz Yisrael zu etzel zu. There are three countries on the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. Ktzas Eretz Mitzrayim, part of Eretz Mitzrayim, that's on the western side of this southern border. Ve'eretz Edoim Kula, the entire Eretz Edoim. Ve'eretz Moav Kula. Exactly, says Rashi, Eretz Mitzrayim is b'miktsoya droim mismarovitz. Eretz Mitzrayim is on the southern western corner of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'parsha zu, it says in Posokeira about the sea. Me'atzmoin nachlo Mitzrayim v'yu toitzoi sovayomo. From Atzmoin, the border continues to Nachal Mitzrayim, which is the Nilos, and from there the edges of the border go to the Mediterranean Sea. Nachal Mitzrayim, ha'leich al pnei kol eretz Mitzrayim. Nachal Mitzrayim, which is the Nile River, borders the entire eastern border of Eretz Mitzrayim. Shenemar ha'posek in Sefer Yehoshua, min ha'shichoyu, another word for the Nilos, asher al pnei Mitzrayim. Pnei always means east, the east of Mitzrayim. Umafsik bin Eretz Mitzrayim l'Eretz Yisrael. It's the Nile River that separates Eretz Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael. Not the entire Nile River. The Nile River goes way down south. Eretz Yisrael doesn't go all the way down south. It means the northern part of the Nile River separates between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael. Next. Eretz Edoim etzlo letzad ha-mizrach. Eretz Edoim is right next to Mitzrayim, going eastward. Eretz Moav etzel Eretz Edoim besoif hadorim la-mizrach. And Eretz Edoim, Eretz Moav, is next over to the edge of the southern border, also to the edge of the southern border towards the east. Uksiyotu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. When Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, im rotzo amokim lekarav eskinisosom la-oretz, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take us the express route to Eretz Yisrael, we would just cross the Nilus on its northern side of the Nilus, and we would come straight into Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem did not do that. As the Pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Beshalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not lead us towards Eretz Plishtim. Where is Eretz Plishtim? Plishtim were living on the shore of the Mediterranean Sea, on the west part of Eretz Canaan, more or less where Gaza is today. The word kresim is another word for plishtim, and they were a nation that were on the ocean, on the Mediterranean Sea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not lead us that way, the express route. Eloi Sibon, he took us the roundabout way. He took us from the south of Mitzrayim, from the south part of the Nilus, to the desert south of these three countries. That's why this desert is called the desert of the nations. Why? There were a couple of nations sitting next to dwelling next to this desert. We had Mitzrayim, we had Edoim, we had Moav. We're going to the southern border, the southern parts of these nations. Mina Mairov klape Mizrach Tomid. We're going from the west to the east. That's the route of our travel. Until we arrived at the southern border of Eretz Edoim. Ubikshu mimelech Edoim shianichem lavo derech altoi ulei kones laoretz derech rochbo veloi rotzo. We ask Melech Edoim, can we pass through your country to enter Eretz Yisrael through the width, namely from the south to the north, through the width of Eretz Edoim? And he did not agree. This is what we saw in Parshas Chukas. And therefore, we had to surround the entire southern border of Eretz Edoim ad boyom ledroim shel Eretz Moav, until we came to the southern border of Eretz Moav. And there, although the Torah does not describe that we asked Melech Moav to pass through, but this information is given to us in Sefer Shoftim. We learned it in Haftira Parshas Chukas. In Eretz Yisrael, when we learned Haftira Parshas Chukas, and in Chutz La'aretz, on years that Chukas Bolok are separate, you had Haftira Parshas Chukas. Over there it says, Shenema v'gam ele Melech Moav sholach v'lo yovo. Yiftoch describes that we did send messengers to Melech Moav to cut through them, and they also did not agree. And therefore, we continued traveling the southern border of Eretz Moav. We're traveling eastward. At Soifa, till the end of the border. What happens when we get to the end of the border of Moav? We make a left turn, and now we're facing north. Until we went around the eastern border of Eretz Moav, namely to its width, the width of Moav. When we finished traveling the eastern border of the width of Moav, what did we find? Motzuas Eretz Sichon Ve'oig. Sichon and Oig lived on the eastern border of Eretz Canaan. Vayadin Mafsik Beneim, it's the Yadin River that separates between Eretz Canaan and Sichon and Oig. Vezeu Shenema B'Yiftoch, this is what Yiftoch describes, also in the Haftira Parshas Chukas. Vayelech B'Midbor, Am Yisrael traveled the Midbor. The Midbor of the Rashi described above, Midbor Amim. Vayosov Es Eretz Edoim Es Eretz Moyov. We went around Eretz Edoim and Moyov, Edoim from the south, and Moyov from the south, and then from the east. Vayovoim Mizrach Shemesh L'Eretz Moyov. And then, V'kovshu Es Eretz Sichon V'Oig. We captured Sichon and Oig, B'shoyse B'tzfoino Shel Eretz Moyov, on the northern part of Moyov. V'kovu Ad HaYarden, and we came until the Yarden, Alvois Moyov. And that's where we're camping at this point in history. That point where we're camping, Alvois Moyov, is right by the northern western corner of Eretz Moyov. Nimtza kumtois, she'eretz Canaan she'be'ever ha'yarden ha'mayrov, Eretz Canaan on the western side of the Yarden, hoyo miktsuyat droimis mizrochi shelo, Eretz Edoim. It's Eretz Yisrael's southern eastern corner is by Eretz Edoim. And that's what the Pasuk Gimel says. Voyolochem pas negev mimid barzin alidei Edoim. That's where the border starts. Pasuk Dalet v'nosav lochem agavul minegev lemalei akrabim ve'ovarzino v'hoyu toitzoisov minegev lokodesh banei av yotzoch hatzar ador ve'ovar atzmoino. Venosav agevul meatzmoin nachlo mitzroyim voyu soitzoisov hayomo. Psukim Dalet and Hey are continuing the southern border from the east to the west. Pasuk Gimel told us where the southern border starts. It starts at the southern tip of Yam HaMelech. And now we're going to work our way westward. Rashi tells us a klal. Whenever you see the word venosav or the word v'yotza, it means that the border is not going straight. It's taking a bend or taking a turn. So in Pasuk Dalet, Vinosav, and Viyotso, Rashi learns it's taking a turn to the benefit of Eretz Yisrael. Namely, it's taking a turn to the south. Rashi will call that it's taking a turn to the north. What Rashi means is it's taking a turn to the north of the southern countries of Eretz Yisrael. But in simple English, we would call that it's taking a turn to the south, and Eretz Yisrael is being extended. As opposed to the word venosav, in Posuk Hey, Rashi says, venosav there also means to bend, the border is not going straight. But there venosav is making Eretz Yisrael smaller. It's taking a bend towards the north. Rashi will call that towards the south, because it's taking a bend towards the south of Eretz Yisrael, as we will see. Says, let's see the Pesukim inside. Pasuk Dalet, V'nosav lochem ha'gvul. Now the gvul is going to take a bend toward the south. Minegev le'male akrabim. It's going to go south of the place called Male Akrabim. That means Male Akrabim is in Eretz Yisrael. The Ovar Tzino, and the border passes through the city of Tzin. Tzino means le'tzin, to Tzin. And the edge of the border will be Negev l'Kodesh Barnea, on the south of Kodesh Barnea, meaning Kodesh Barnea is in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Pasuk Rashi was bothered by. Above in Parshas Matos, in the story of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, over there it says Kodesh Barnea. Says Rashi, there were two Kodesh Barneas, because over there it says that the Meraglim were sent from Kodesh Barnea. If they were sent from Kodesh Barnea, that means they were not in Eretz Yisrael. And over here, Kodesh Barnea is in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, there were two Kodesh Barneas. That's what he's comparing. That Kodesh Barnea of the Meraglim which was out of Eretz Yisrael, to this Kodesh Barnea in the Gvulois, which is in Eretz Yisrael. And then, V'yotzo chatzara da'ador v'ovar atzmoino. Again, V'yotzo, it's bending to the south of the world. Rashi calls Litzfoina to the northern part of the southern countries. But it's Eretz Yisrael is now extending. And to chatzara ador, and v'ovar atzmoino, and then the border goes in a straight line to the city of Atzmoin. And then Posuk Hey, V'nosav Agvul. Here Rashi says V'nosav is different than V'nosav of Posuk Dalid. It also means to bend. But over here it's bending in the opposite direction. It's bending towards the north. Eretz Yisrael is getting smaller, so to speak. And it goes from Atzmoin till Nachla Mitzrayim, till the river of Mitzrayim, which is the Nile River, the Nilus. V'oyu toitzo'iso v'ayomo. When it reaches the Nile River, then it goes to the Mediterranean Sea, and that is the end of the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi Posuk Dalet, V'nosav lochem ha'gavul min negev l'ma'le ha'krabim. Kol mokim shinema v'nosav oy v'yotzo melamed shelo yehoyo ha'meitzar shove. The border is not going straight. Elo hoylech v'yotze lachutz. It's going outward, out of Eretz Yisrael, extending Eretz Yisrael. Rashi will tell us the Venosav of Posuk Hey is not like this Venosav. That's how Rashi describes it. The Mefarshim explain Rashi means what we will call Letzad Droimoy. It's going to the south. What Rashi means, Letzad Tzfoinoy to the northern, is going into the northern part of the southern countries. Be'alach Soin Let Lamayrov, it's going on an angle towards the west. We keep on going westward. The border passes on the southern part of Male Akrabim. Nimso Male Akrabim, Lifinem Ben HaMeitzar. Male Akrabim is inside the border of Eretz Yisrael. The Ovar Tzino, the word, the letter He at the end of the word, as if it says El Tzin. Kamo Mitzrayimo, as if it says Le Mitzrayim. Voyu Toitzo Isov, the edge of the border, Ktso Isov, Bidroimo Shel Kodesh Barnea. What does it mean, the edge of the border? The border continues on going westward. It means the edge of the border before it takes a turn, because it's about to take a turn. V'yotzo chatzar ador, so that's the edge of the border before it takes the turn. V'yotzo chatzar ador, mispashet ha-meitzar u'marchiv again, letzad sofoin shel oilom, what we call letzad doroim, it's going to the south. Rashi means the sofoin of the southern countries. It's going on an angle towards the west. Rashi learns it's the Nilus, the Nile River. We told you that the border extended southward to Chatzar Ador. After the Gvul went to the south of Kodesh Barnea, it extended the border. That's V'yotzo Chatzar Ador. V'roi chav oyser etzua shebolto litzad tzofoin, what we call litzad dorim. Rashi is referring to the tzofoin of the southern countries. That strip of land that jutted out to the south, hoyser mi Kodesh Barnea ad Atzmoin. But umishom v'holo, from Atzmoin, going westward, to Nachal Mitzrayim, Niskatzer HaMeitzar, now the border got shorter, got lesser. V'nosav Letzad HaDoroim, now it's going towards the south, what we call, it's going towards the north. Rashi means it's going into the south of Eretz Yisrael. V'volo l'Nachal Mitzrayim, to the Nile River. Umishom Letzad Mayrov, to the west. L'Yam HaGodel, to the Mediterranean Sea. Shu Meitzar Ma'arova shel kol Eretz Yisrael, that is the western border of the entire Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza Shanachal Mitzrayim, the Nile River is b'miktzuya ma'arovis droimis. Comes out the Nile River is on the western southern corner of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi continues, Voyu toitzo'iso v'ayomo el meitzar mayro. The edge of the border goes to the Mediterranean Sea, the western border. She'enoid gvul negev marich letzad amaro mishamu laholo. The southern border doesn't continue on. At that point, it turns westward. It turns towards the western border, namely north. Now we're heading towards north. Adkan, the southern border. Posuk Vov. describes the western border.
Ugvul yom vehaya lochem hayom agadol ugvul zehiya lochem gvul yom.
The word yom in the phrase ugvul yom, that means west. And the western border, what is the western border?
Vehaya lochem hayom agadol.
The great sea, namely the Mediterranean Sea, here the word yom means sea, that will be the western border. Ugvul seems to be an extra word. Rashi says, we darshan from it all the islands that are in that part of the Mediterranean. Namely, we're going to take an imaginary line from Nachal Mitzrayim, the Nile River, where it pours into the Mediterranean, and take a straight line until Hoir HaHor in the next Pasuk, and all the islands within that imaginary line are going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. This is the western border. Says Rashi, Gvul Yom, Umeitzal Ma'arovi Mahu, the western border. That's the border. Ugvul, that's the extra word Rashi darshaning. Hanasin Shebetoi Chayam, the islands in the sea. Afemina Gvul, that's also part of Eretz Yisrael. Iyim, islands. Shekurim, islands in Old French.
Pozuk Zayin vezeihi elochem gevul tzafoin min hayom hagadol tisa'u lochem hoir hahor.
And now we start the northern border. Vezeihi elochem gevul tzafoin, where does the northern border start from? Min hayom hagadol, from the Mediterranean Sea. Tisa'u lochem, the word tisa'u means to turn. Turn eastwards. Namely, now we're going to describe the northern border. Where do you turn? By a place called Hoir HaHor, a mountain on top of a mountain. Says Rashi, Gvul Tzafoin meets out Tzafoin, the northern border. Min hayom hagadol tisa'u lochem Hoir HaHor. This Hoir HaHor shul b'miktsuya tzfoinis ma'arovis. That is the northern western corner of Eretz Yisrael. Meroi shay mashpia v'nichnas l'toy chayam. From the top of the mountain all the way down, it slopes into the Mediterranean Sea. V'yesh meroi chavayam lifnim himenu v'chutzo himenu. Part of the width of the Mediterranean is within Eretz Yisrael, namely from the midpoint of Hoir HaHor. You go up the tip, up the mountain, up the, all the way to the top. So whatever is within that tip of the mountain towards Eretz Yisrael is part of Eretz Yisrael in the Mediterranean, and whatever is outside is out. The word tisa'u, tishap'u lochem, turn. Lintois, turn, mimayrov letzofen, from the west to the north, eloiro. Tisou, the word literally means loshen sibo, to turn. Kamoi el tohorotzim, v'toi ha-shoar, ayotzia, which are all rooms around the Beis HaMikdosh, around the palace, whatever it's talking about over there. Shumusav u'meshupo.
Posuk ches, mihoi roho, tisou levoi chamos, v'ayu toitzois ha-gevul tzedodo.
And from Hoir HaHor, from the tip of the mountain, you turn towards a place called Levoi Chamos. The edge of the border comes to a place called Tzedod, to Tzedod. Not that this is the edge, end of the northern border. The northern border is continuing, going eastward. But Rashi tells us the word. This word, Toitzeois, meaning edge of the border, could mean either the absolute edge, and now we start talking about a different border, or whenever the border changes directions, then it's also called the edge of the border, because this border is over, and now it's making a turn.
Says Rashi,
now we're going to the northern border, letzad Mizrach, we're heading eastward, you'll hit the place called the Levoi Chamos. Says Rashi, Zu Antuchio, otherwise known as the city of Antuchio. Toitzeois hagvul, soifei hagvul, end of the border. Kol mokom shenemar toitzeois hagvul, it means one of two things. Either oy hameitzar kol hashom legamrei, either this is where the border finishes, ve'eini over klal alon, it does not continue straight in the same direction it was going till now, rather it takes a complete turn. That's one possibility what toitzeois means. Oy, the border extends, It extends on an angle to make Eretz Yisrael bigger. So why is it called edge? It's not the edge, it's not over. Says Rashi, it is the edge, it is over. Regarding what? Regarding the first direction of the border, that's the edge of it. That's where it's finished, because now it's extending outward. So the word toitzois in Posuk Ches meant Rashi's second meaning of toitzois. The word toitzois of in the next Posuk Tes, is going to mean Rashi's first understanding, first explanation of the word toitzois. I'm not sure why Rashi waited till here to say it. We had the same two pshatim in toitzois in Posuk Dalet and Hey. In Posuk Dalet, voyu toitzois of minegev lo kodesh barnea, that was the second pshat of Rashi. And the word toitzois of ayoma in Posuk Hey, that was the first pshat. I'm not sure why Rashi waited till here. Posuk Tes, we're continuing the northern border, we're continuing going eastward. Again, the border is Viyotso, namely Eretz Yisrael is gaining, it's becoming bigger to the city called Zifroin, to Zifroin. This is the final edge of the northern border by the city of Chatzar Einon. And from there, it's going to take a sharp turn towards the south, namely the we're going to describe now the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. V'zei Yelochem Gvul Tzofoin, we finish with the northern border. It says Rashi, Voyu Toitzois of Chatzar Einon. This is the end of the northern border. Nimtzo Chatzar Einon, that is B'mikzeya Tzfoinis Mizrochis, that is the northern eastern corner of Eretz Yisrael. U'misham V'yisavisem Lochem, turn, as we'll see in the next Pasuk, Al Meitzar Mizrochi, to the eastern border. Pasuk Yud V'yisavisem Lochem L'gvul Keidmo Mechatzar Einon Shefamo. The word V'yisavisem is the same word as Tisou that we had above. It means to turn. And now turn towards the eastern border. From Chatzar Einon, which is the corner, the northeastern corner of Eretz Yisrael, towards the city called Shefam. Says Rashi, V'yisavisem Loshen Hasibo Netiyah, to turn, K'moy Tisou. Shefomo, B'meitzar HaMizrochi, that's on the eastern border, U'misham, Horiv Lohem Posuk Aleph. V'yorad HaGevul, M'shefom, Horiv Loh, M'kedem Lo'oyin, V'yorad HaGevul, U'mocho, Al Kesef, Yom Kineres, Keidmo. V'yorad HaGevul, Ayardeino, V'yusoy Tzoysov, Yom HaMelach, Zoy Tihye Lochem, O'ored, L'Gevuloy Seho, Soviv. And then the border goes down from Shefom to Rivlo. Mikedem la'oin. There is a place called Oin, and the border goes on the eastern side of this Oin. That means Oin is in Eretz Yisrael. And then the border continues to go down south, Umocho, and it hits the Kesef Yom Kineres, the side of the Kineres. Kesef literally means a shoulder. Just like a shoulder is on the side of the body, so to Umocho, it hits the side of the Kineres, Kedmo, the eastern side of the Kineres, which would mean Kineres is in Eretz Yisrael. And then from there, Yorad HaGvul HaYardeino, the Gvul, the border goes with the Yarden. The Yarden goes from the Kineres all the way, Vayu Toitzoisov, the edge of the Gvul, the edge of the border is going to be Yom HaMelach, that's where we started, on the southern tip of Yom HaMelach. This is the land, these are the borders of the land all around. Says Rashi, Posuk Yud Aleph, Mikedem Lo'oin Shem Mokim. Rashi learned that Oin sometimes can mean a spring, but over here it's the name of a place called Oin. The Meitzah, the border, Hoylech B'Mizrocho, it goes on the eastern part of, eastern side of Oin, Nimtzah Ha'ain, this place called Ain, Lifni Min HaMeitzah, Umi Eretz Yisraelu. It's within the borders and it's part of Eretz Yisrael. V'yorad HaGevul, Kol Shagvul, Hoylech Mitzofoin Edorim, Hu Yoyred V'Hoylech. Rashi wants to know how come the Pasuk describes three times V'yorad HaGvul, V'yorad HaGvul, V'yorad HaGvul, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, where is it going down to? Says Rashi, because from north to south, you're going down a mountainous area. And therefore you're going down the mountain. The Gvul is going down. V'yorad HaGvul, Al Kesef Yom Kineres Kedmo, it hits the side of the Kineres on the east side. She Yom HaKineres, Toich LeGvul, b'mayrov. The Kineres is within the border, namely the Kineres is on the west of the border. Ve'agvul b'mizrach yom Kineres, and the border is on the eastern of side of yom Kineres, which means Kineres is inside. U'mishom yered al ha'yaldein, from there the border goes down to the Yaldein. The following words of Rashi, I don't understand. I'll read them, I'll translate them, but I can't explain it because I don't know what he means. Rashi says, "Va'yaldein Moishechu bo." The Yaldein comes down minatzofei nadorim, from north to south. That we know. Be'alachsein, on a slant. Noite letzad mizrach. The Yaldein leans towards the east. U'miskarev letzad eretz Kenan, and it gets close to eretz Kenan. Keneged yom Kineres. I don't understand what this means. The picture I'm familiar with is that the Yaldein goes straight down from the Kineret until Yam HaMelech. Rashi is describing some different route that the Yaldein takes. U'moyshech letzad mizrocho shel Eretz Yisrael keneged yom Kineres an shenoyfel b'Yam HaMelech, until the Yaldein pours into Yam HaMelech. Any idea? I don't know how to explain this. I did see some of Farshim in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, Pshutei Shel Rashi. He learns that Rashi is describing the Yaldein not from the Kineret to Yam HaMelech, but the Yaldein which is above the Kineret. And there he describes that it starts more on the east, and it goes eastward till it gets to the Kineret. I think it's Dochuk and Rashi, because Rashi's past the Kineret already. He says, "Shiye yom haKineres ve'agvul b'mizrachom Kineret u'mishom yered al ha'yarden." And then to say that v'yarden Moshe Rubo min atzofin adorim is going back above the Kineret, I think it's a bit Dochuk. Bottom line is, I can't explain these words in Rashi. I don't know. Akol ponim, Rashi continues, "U'mishom kol ha'agvul b'toytzeo yisor el yom ha'melach." And the edge of the border is Yam HaMelech. Shimimenu ascholas meitzar mitzvah adoyim is mizrochi. That's where the southern, eastern corner started. That's where we started in Pozog Gimel. Harisivav toiz alav aruchoy seo. We now have completed a full circle, all the four sides of Eretz Yisrael. Pozog Yud Gimel vayitzav Moishez b'nei Yisrael le'moyo zoiz ha'orez asher tisnach aloi so. Begoyro lasher tzivu Adonai lo sei lesish asa matois v'chatzi amate. And Moshe commanded Bnei Yisrael, this is the land that you will inherit through a lottery that Hashem commanded to give to nine and a half shvotim. 2.5 shvotim, Bnei God u'Bnei Reuven, says Pasuk Yudalid, where they get their nachalo. Gilo kechu matei Bnei Reuveni leveis avoysom. Because these 2.5 shvotim, Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad, and Chatzi Mate Menashe, they're not in the western side of the Yaldein, they're on the eastern side. So this land that we just described was commanded to give with a lottery to 9.5 shvotim. The pasuk describes where did the 2.5 shvotim get the nachalo? Me'eva la'yardin rechoy, across the yardin rechoy, kedmo mizrocho. Both those words seem to mean east. So what's the double lashon, kedmo mizrocho? Says Rashi, there's a difference between the word kedmo mizrocho, although both referring to the east. The word kedma means front. El pinei ha'oilom, the front of the world, shem b'mizrach. Sheruach mizrochi is the eastern side, kruy aponim. That's called front. Just like the face is in your front. So that's the front. Umarovis kruy ocher. And the western side is called the back. Lefichoch, dorim leyamin, v'tsofin lasmoil. That's why you'll always find that dorim is considered on the right, and suffering is considered on the left, because when you're facing east, those are the directions. Take a look at a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Pei Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Tzofoin v'yomin atoverosom. You created north and right.
That means the opposite of north is right. That means south is right. And why is that? Because when you're facing east, that's what the face of the world is. And that's what is called kedma, the front of. What I don't understand in this pasuk is the pasuk refers to Yarden Yerechoy in this context. In the past, we refer to Yarden Yerechoy when we talk about Alvois Moyov. We want to describe where is Alvois Moyov. It's across the Yarden, where the Yarden is a long river. Across the Yarden, right across Yerichoy. Now we know the location of Alvois Moyov. But in this context, we're describing the entire Eval HaYarden. So why is the Eval HaYarden referred to as Yarden Yerichoy? Why is the Yarden Misyaches to Yerichoy more than any other place that the Yarden passes by in its entire length? So in Pshat, I don't have an answer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in Masechet Bechorah, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, makes a drasha, and he says, "Ma Yericho Eretz Kenan, Af Yarden Eretz Kenan." The pasuk is coming to teach us what is the status of the Yarden itself. We know the Yarden is the border. The waters of the Yarden, is that Eretz Yisrael or is that Chutz La'aretz? There's the pasuk Yarden Yerichoy, just like Yerichoy is clearly part of Eretz Yisrael, so too the waters of the Yarden itself are part of Eretz Yisrael. Adkan, the third topic of Parshas Maaseh, the borders, the gvulois of Arzeinu HaKdoshah, Eretz Yisrael.